Here are today's top stories. What a turn of events in the saga over the Lucas Museum. If you aren't familiar, the Friends of the Park are challenging the Lucas Museum's location, saying Lakefront is not a place for a for-profit museum. Today, they suspended that lawsuit to negotiate with the mayor, but made it very clear that a floated proposal to gut the old McCormick Place East would not fly. You know what? I'm sorry. I can see your eyes glazing over. Let me put it in terms you can understand. So, Rahm and George Lucas, they're like the Empire. And Friends of the Park, they're like the Rebellion. Rahm's like Darth Vader, and Lucas, he's more like the Emperor.
I want my fortress to be on the lake.
Rahm, your wish is my command, my lord.
And then the Friends of the Park are like, not so fast, watch out, hon! Oh dear, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep. Help me, Obi-Wan, Bernie Sanders, your only hope. Then there's a huge lightsaber fight in the Soldier Field parking lot. Did I get it? Did that make sense? I think I got it. Donald Trump looks to have won Indiana, even though Ted Cruz put a lot of effort into taking him down. And also taking himself down. Cruz called Trump a narcissist and a serial philanderer today. Wow, what the heck's going on there? Oh, that's right. This is Ted Cruz's exit interview. Great. Thanks for playing, Ted. Okay, we'll definitely write this down. He's narcissist, philanderer, amoral. Okay, we got it. Also, can we get your swipe card? Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Thanks for playing. Today is World Press Freedom Day, which if I hear you talking about it, so help me God, I will put you in jail. Police have figured out a loophole in forcing you to unlock your iPhone, your fingerprint. They can't ask you for your passcode because that would violate your Fifth Amendment right. But they can use your fingerprint because fingerprints aren't in your mind or whatever. And newer iPhones have fingerprint security, so judges are issuing warrants left and right. Hey, I guess a warrant to put your finger on your phone is still better than handcuffing me to a radiator and yelling at me like it's an episode of NYPD Blue, so I'll take it, I guess. Google is buying up minivans to set up for self-driving tests. Just great. Can't wait for the robot to parallel park that thing. Which way do you turn the wheel? How close am I to the curb? Also, minivans, are they going to simulate self-driving with a family of robots? I will turn this car around. The Tony nominations were announced today, and the musical Hamilton got every single one. Every nomination. No other play. All 200-plus nominations went to Hamilton, as expected. Nothing to see here. Move along. In weather, what a day creeping to that really small window where we love this town's weather. We're so close. In sports, John Danks, he gone. The White Sox pitcher was released today. That dude is due like $16 million, and he's so bad this year that the Sox are just going to eat it. That's like Jay Cutler money. That's like Derrick Rose money. That's like Bruce Rauner money. But this kind of shows that the Sox are for real. First LaRoche and now Danks. Hey, if you get paid a lot and you don't produce, you go do reality TV on the Hunting Channel. Simple as that. The Sox get the other obnoxious Sox at the sale tonight. Speaking of obnoxious, we got to play the Pirates again tonight. The two teams threw at each other yesterday, and who knows how that's going to play out all series. I just hope that one bench Pirate boxes the Gatorade jug again. So funny. Just Google Gatorade Jug Pirates, and you see so many funny vines. Tonight, no Jason Hayward again with the wrist injury. Chris Bryant's going to start in right field, and Jake Arrieta takes to the mound. It's like the Rolling Stones. Yeah, Jake Arrieta, stop me up. Hey, let's catch up with former Chicago Bulls playing in the NBA playoffs. Luol Deng and his Miami Heat take on Toronto, and Kyle Korver's Atlanta Hawks are taking on the Cavs, and that's as much research as I could stand today. Korver actually had a terrible first-round playoff series and only took one shot last night. Just like when he was here. Choke City. Jeez. And finally, Superman vs. Batman's final numbers are out, and it made over $900 million. But the bigger story is that it was outgrossed by Deadpool, thus making Superman vs. Batman's $900 million a failure. Yep, take that in next time you balance your checkbook. Babe, you know what? We just don't have the money. We're going to have to skip milk this week. But, hey, happens to the best of us. Did you see Superman vs. Batman? It only made $900 million. So they're hurting too, losers. That's the carryout for May 3rd, 2016. Hey, did you order the chicken dinner? We're out of chicken. But no worries. I'll just double up on the coleslaw.